This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So some of you are getting excited that you're going to get your COVID vaccine soon. You're getting so excited that you're going to maybe get a haircut, you know, maybe trim the beard. You know, make sure you don't have that tan line that everybody seems to see. You know, when you kind of lift up your shirt, they'll always see the forearm tan. My father's forearms were like just, you know, that brick red all the time, brick reddish brown, you know, and then his shoulders were, you know, as white as I am. I mean, just white, white. And so, you know, some of you have been hitting the tanning beds. I know it because you've told me. Ladies have been getting their hair done and their eyebrows waxed because they're going to get their COVID vaccine. They're going to take a picture. They're going to do a video. And this is going to go down in history. Well, we're hearing that a lot of places are saying, uh-uh. All right, phones down. When you come in here, no phones, no videos. And all of a sudden it's, oh, what? People are upset, but not just upset about not being able to take a selfie and being able to do their video, but upset that, you know, one, they were able to, you know, document a historical event, you know, such as when the polio vaccine came out and the MMR vaccine came out, and you really couldn't photograph when the smallpox vaccine came out. But, you know, people want to. Celebrate history, but that's not why people are ticked. People are upset that there's a more sinister reason behind it. And, you know, there's always conspiracy theorists, and I get it. But many people have been very, very anticipatory of the second shot. So we are currently in second shot phase of the majority of the healthcare workers that got their first shot in mid to late December and then waited their 3 weeks or their 28 days for the Pfizer or Moderna shot, respectively. And so many people have been watching the healthcare workers, you know, being frontline, and, you know, some people accusing them of being guinea pigs, unfortunately, but, you know, kind of being to see what happens to them so they know what happens to, you know, us when we get the vaccine. And I have not gotten my vaccine yet. I will. I wanted to wait until everybody could get their vaccine. And I was advised that's not a good idea because I'm still seeing a handful of patients and I'm, you know, it doesn't look like I have faith in the vaccine, yada, yada, yada. So I signed up when other doctors did, but I picked the last day because I really don't want to get the shot before other people. I think there's other people that are more worthy that deserve it more than I. But, many people are concerned about the second shot because if there was going to be an anaphylactic reaction or an allergic reaction, some of the clinical trial data said that the second shot had more side effects. Makes sense. Your body had a chance to learn what the vaccine was. Then 3 weeks later, 4 weeks later, you get another shot. For those people with very hypersensitive immune systems, they might react with the second shot. So second shot vaccine selfies and videos have actually been, you know, very eagerly anticipated, even more than some of the Netflix shows. By the way, I heard Cobra Kai. We're already on third season of Cobra Kai, so I need to watch that. So you guys should have told me that Cobra Kai's new season was launched. Who knows? I don't know why that news wasn't made a lot more apparent. So is there a concern that somebody's going to videotape or take a picture of somebody fainting. And I told you guys what a faint is. If somebody faints, that's not a vaccine side effect. Somebody fainting, like, oh, you know, that could be a vasovagal response. I've fainted before. You know, if I ever get to meet Michael Fassbender in person, and he goes, hi, Dr. Dahlia, I am going to totally faint, right? So fainting happens. But maybe there is a concern that people are capturing side effects on video, and, you know, people deserve privacy. You know, there was one doctor who had a seizure after she received her vaccine, allegedly. She's still in the hospital in Mexico. When you have a seizure, by the way, a lot of times you lose your urine. You know, I've been very kind of concerned about getting my vaccine on air because I really don't. I mean, most of my friends have seen me lose my urine. All I have to do is laugh or cough or do a jumping jack, and we need a mop. But, you know, when it comes to, you know, the vaccine, you know, God forbid, you know, you are that one in a million or multiple million, you know, that has a side effect. You know, do you really want that on camera? It's been kind of horrifying watching the death of the protester that had been shot, you know, at Capitol Hill. You know, it was, luckily, you know, the video covered her face and things like that, but a lot of videos out there weren't. You know, you really don't want your last, you really don't want, you know, not your most, vulnerable moments on camera. My guess also is it's a privacy issue. My guess is there, people blew it. When they did their selfies, when they did their videos and et cetera, they got other people in the camera. Well, getting a vaccine is still supposed to be protected under HIPAA. It's still medical privacy. It's not going to act like it because, you know, if the government decides that you can't travel, you know, without a vaccine, then, you know, I guess your medical information is then made known. And with vaccinations, you know, some of the privacy laws get to be trampled a little bit, as we see with, you know, pediatric vaccines, etc. And I'm for vaccines, but, you know, it's not a very, very consistent message where whatever medicine you've taken or whatever medicine you've received is supposed to be, you know, your private medical record. You know, when you go and get an antibiotic, you know, not only does your doctor know, but the staff knows, and the pharmacy knows, and the electronic software IT people know. So there's not really a lot of privacy. So my guess is this camera rule has to do with privacy, so other people don't get on camera, even though we don't really consistently, you know, offer the privacy. So I don't think anybody has to panic. I'm not hearing a lot of side effects with the second round, but if I do hear something, I will keep you posted. You know, you'll hear it from me. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
This is sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation. If you are suffering from joint pain and swelling, it could be arthritis. Did you know that there are more than 100 different kinds of arthritis and related conditions? One you may not know about is psoriatic arthritis, or PSA, an inflammatory autoimmune condition that can affect both the joints and skin. Dr. Elizabeth Perkins, rheumatologist and founder of Rheumatology Care Center, explains.
There are approximately 1 million people living with PSA, and about 85% of people with PSA have plaque psoriasis symptoms first. That's because the same inflammation that causes skin plaques can produce joint pain, stiffness, and other symptoms of plaque psoriasis and PSA.
Early diagnosis and treatment are key in preventing irreversible joint damage that occurs in later stages of the disease. It's important to talk to your rheumatologist to discuss your symptoms and receive a correct diagnosis. Visit www.psarealtalk.com.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have some breaking news. Legendary baseball manager, Major League Baseball manager Tommy Lasorda has passed away at the age of 93. If you remember, he had some cardiac issues back in November, had been admitted to the ICU, put on a ventilator. From what we're being told, and this is early on and it's developing, Tommy Lasorda was recently released from the hospital, but unfortunately has passed away at the age of 93. We'll keep you guys posted on that. You know, being from L.A., Dodger fan, it breaks my heart. Everybody loved Tommy, so we'll keep you guys posted on that. Okay, so many of you have, you know, not really submitted medical questions to me, but a lot of questions about politics and, you know, post-election depression, post-election excitement. You know, it's been a very, very weird, you know, last 12 months, not only because of COVID, but because of, you know, the whole political scene. Actually, the whole Trump presidency was very, very different, very unique. You know, if we look back with 2016, you had Hillary Clinton, which was going to be possibly the first female president. And you had a primary on the Republican side where, you know, you started out with, you know, Chris Christie, you know, kind of being the Trump-like figure before Trump. You know, Chris Christie would say it like it was. That was his shtick. You know, he didn't have a filter. And that's what Chris Christie was known for. And Chris Christie started to lead. You know, Rand Paul, some people liked, some people didn't. You had Marco Rubio, who was doing very, very well. And then Donald Trump, who had suggested that he wanted to be a part of, you know, the race, did, and ended up just decimating the competition. And a lot of people in the Republican Party had been very concerned about, you know, Donald Trump. You know, would he appeal to the, you know, ultra-conservatives? Would he appeal to the religious conservatives? You know, would he appeal to women? And, you know, his, look, you know, this is who I am, this is how I be, this is how I is, sort of resonated. And then Republicans had to decide, and this happens with political parties all the time, you know, they had to decide that they were going to either support him or not if they wanted to win. And they won. A lot of, you know, discussion on popular vote and electoral vote, etc. But then President Trump wins. Country, half the country says he's not my president, and all that goes back and forth. But, you know, similarly, we saw with Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, the Bernie Sanders supporters felt jolted, felt stolen, and Democrats had to decide if they were going to put their support behind Hillary. And one thing that I found that was very, very interesting is some of my liberal friends who were supporting Bernie Sanders at the time said they did not vote for Hillary. They didn't vote for Trump, but they were so mad at Hillary and what happened with Bernie Sanders and the Democratic Convention and all the email scandals and things like that, that they refused to vote for Hillary. And this isn't anything new in either political party, right? You know, you have Republicans disagree, Democrats disagree, everybody's different, right? I mean, that's, you know, nothing new. But the split that we've seen in the last few days has been probably one of the biggest chiasms we've seen in political parties. And I keep hearing from people, even, you know, Democrat, Republican side, that when can we have a new political party? And people have been talking about this for years, you know, and it wouldn't be the Libertarians and it wouldn't be the Green Party. It would be a party that really attracted the moderates of the Democrat side and the moderates of the Republican side. And what we've seen over the last decade or two is many Democrats and Republicans actually agreeing on a slew of issues. And then the extremes disagree completely, and you can never get them to agree on anything. And, you know, for example, like the approach with President Trump. President Trump has tweeted today that he is not going to, although I thought his Twitter account was on hold or censored. I'm not sure what's going on with that. But he had said he's not going to go to the Joe Biden's election. Now, I'm not surprised. You know, he thinks that the election was stolen from him. You know, there's all these, you know, allegations of voter fraud, etc. You know, he doesn't want, you know, he's, yeah, you know, President Trump, if anybody was going to be a quote-unquote, you know, sore loser, I wouldn't be surprised seeing that from him. But on the flip side, he's also a winner. He's narcissistic. He's been very successful with what he's done. You know, if he does not want to admit defeat, he conceded yesterday, but if he does not want to admit defeat, and we've kind of talked about narcissism, it's not necessarily a bad thing. A lot of times it's a tool people use when they're very, very successful. But he does not want to show that he thinks the election was legitimate. And you have a slew of supporters, right, of Trump that are agreeing the same thing. And so I think we're going to start hearing again, not my president. He's not my president when it comes to Joe Biden. And, you know, for any of us that have ever competed or have been in sports, you know, we're always taught not to be a sore loser. You know, if we lost, fair and square, shake hands. But if, you know, one side does not feel it was fair and square and felt that there was fraud and has evidence of fraud, you're not going to see that sort of, you know, sportsmanship. And politics is sports. Politics is medicine. Politics is art. It's everything that, you know, we've all, you know, been engulfed in since childhood. Politics is math. You know, politics is history. Politics is all of that. So, you know, you're not going to see, you know, all right, the coaches shake the hand, the quarterbacks shake their hand at the end of this one, right? And but you have many people asking themselves on the Republican side, you know, so if we didn't support Trump, are we not Republican? If we supported Trump, is the Republican Party going to turn on us? On the Democratic side, there's been a lot of back and forth on how moderate Joe Biden should be, or should he just go all out and, you know, Medicare for all, free college, free, you know, and start moving towards more, you know, socialized ideas. And you have Democrats saying, this isn't the party I signed up for. I was a JFK Democrat. I wasn't a Ocasio-Cortez Democrat. And so people keep asking, and, you know, what is going to be the next party? Now, we really have always been a majority two-party system. We've had Democrats and Republicans. I mean, not always, you know, since the 1700s. I mean, it was, you know, whoever got the most votes was president. Whoever got the second amount of votes became vice president. And then things changed where we had Republican, we had Democrat, and then the ideologies might have blended a little bit here and there. But we are right now at a point where the Democratic Party appears to be split in two, and the Republican Party appears to be split in two. And when you take those four pieces and you look at the two that are close together, you know, you start to see what might be the workings of a new political party. Now, that could be devastating for either political party. I mean, we saw what happened with the Libertarian votes taken away from Republican votes or Democrat votes. You know, Bernie Sanders votes were taken away from Hillary Clinton votes. So, you know, people don't like another party. You know, government prefers it to be simple and clean. You're either right or you're either left. Right? You're either with us or you're against us. And I think America is rejecting that. I think people can't stand that you're either with us or against us. People say, but wait a second, I support, you know, gay rights. I support, you know, the life of a fetus. I support, you know, kids going back to schools. I support mask mandates. I don't support lockdowns. And I think you have a lot of people saying, wait a second, I'm not Democrat or Republican. I'm just giving my opinion. I'm just me. And I think people are very, very frustrated because they don't want to be called racist. They don't want to be called socialist. They don't want to be called communist. They don't want to be called baby killers. They don't want to be called, supremacists. And the media has kind of caused, you know, a huge amount of our country to go, look, you know, can there be a political party where nobody accuses me of something, especially since people are losing their jobs? You know, people are getting outed on social media, like, oh my gosh, you're this supporter, or you're this supporter. And, you know, people don't want the hate. They don't want the divisiveness. Yeah, there's other people that really want war. There are some people that cannot wait for, you know, there to be just some big explosion, and you know, in our nature, you know, people do like to fight. But what I'm seeing is I think the average American really doesn't want the name calling or being stereotyped. So I'm not sure what the new political party would be called, but watch for it in the next coming decades. 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News.
A variant COVID strain spreading in the U.S. now to 8 states, at least 63 cases across the country. The CDC saying yesterday California has the most cases with 32. Meanwhile, President-elect Biden announcing he plans to roll out the COVID vaccine faster. The Trump administration is holding back some doses to ensure those who get the first dose can get the second dose. Biden, though, will release all doses as soon as possible. Former FDA official Dr. Norman Baylor tells CNN why that's risky.
It's risky because you don't know the duration of protection. So you have this population with one dose. You don't know how long that's going to last.
Dr. Anthony Fauci sharing that concern. Fauci saying yesterday one dose is not optimal and the second dose is absolutely critical. Debris found in the waters of Indonesia could be from a missing plane. A Boeing 737-500 disappears this morning just minutes after takeoff in Jakarta. 62 people on board, including 7 children. This is USA Radio News. Being banned from Twitter apparently not sitting well with President Trump. Twitter suspending the account Real Donald Trump because of what it calls the risk of further incitement of violence. Politico reporting last night that Trump went, in the words of one senior administration official, ballistic when he learned his account was suspended. The White House says Trump is looking into possibly building his own platform. One possibility could be opening an account on Parler. That's the app many conservatives have moved to after run-ins with Twitter. Parler, though, running into its own problems. Amazon Web Services hosts the Parler app, and there are calls for Amazon to sever its ties with Parler. Parler Chief Policy Officer Amy Peacock tells Fox News what that could mean for the app.
You know, they provide server for us, and if they were to remove their services, then we'd be down. As it is, we're having, you know, some difficulties now with the uptick in traffic, but if they took their service away, we'd be gone.
Google Play yesterday suspending Parler from its store because, according to Google, Parler won't remove posts that incite violence. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So President-elect Joe Biden has just released a statement that they, or his office has released a statement, that he is going to release all COVID vaccines that we have currently available that have been being held for the second dose. He is going to release all of the vaccine to everybody, to whoever need, as to as many people as possible, to get as many people vaccinated as quickly as possible. We've only had, I think we've had less than 1% of America vaccinated thus far. I think we've vaccinated about 6.2 million people. But the rollout has been kind of a cluster. And so rather than saving the second dose for those who need it, the 21 days or the 28 days, just give it. And then people will get their second dose when more comes. A lot of controversy over that, right? But the UK has been thinking about the same thing. The UK has already actually said that with the AstraZeneca vaccine, they're just going to give it. And then we'll worry about the second dose when we get more vaccines. This was something that was kind of predicted, that once we heard that the COVID vaccine was going to be a two-pronged vaccination, we knew it was going to be a cluster. Right? Because, you know, 3 weeks is a very short time from a bureaucratic standpoint. So you have millions of people you're giving one shot to. You have to make sure that 21 days later they get that second shot. So hospitals need to hold on to it. And this, the Pfizer vaccine, is not an easy shot to hold on to. Pfizer vaccine has to be kept in ultra super cold, negative 74 degree temperatures. So you, unfortunately, once you open a vial, if you don't use it all, if you don't use it all correctly, then unfortunately you have wasted vaccines. So we've heard of stories where, well, some people's kids got the vaccine and CEOs got the vaccine. Well, if a CEO got the vaccine before his healthcare workers, that's kind of crappy. But there, I wouldn't be surprised. And I've heard of stories where people would run down the hall saying, guys, if you want a COVID vaccine, we're about to throw out the vial. I got extra I need to give, and there's nobody else on the list. So there was some disarray and some disorganization of people getting shots, because this having to hold vaccines for that second dose 21 days later, 28 days later, caused a huge slowdown, especially since we were only getting maybe 10 million shots here, 20 million shots here. So it was a cluster, which is why the UK, that's dealing with the B.1.1.7 variant, and huge cases. They're on their third lockdown now, I believe. That doesn't look like it's going to end till March from what we're hearing from some sources. They're like, you know what, to heck with it. Let's just vaccinate as many people as we can. Now, we had been taught up until now that if we get the shot, we better show up day 21 for the Pfizer vaccine or day 28 for the Moderna vaccine, depending on which one we get. We've also been told not to swap and crisscross. Whatever you get, that's the vaccine that you have to get when you come back. We've also been told that you better make it to your follow-up appointment. There was a 4-day grace period. Well, now we're being told that amid, you know, the vaccine short supplies and having to maybe give everybody the dose and wait on the second dose, the World Health Organization says we could extend that 3 weeks and 4 weeks to 6 weeks. Okay? Now, even though the CDC a few weeks ago said there really is no maximum, the World Health Organization is expressing that the interval, let's try to keep it within 6 weeks. I'm okay with that. You know, from what I know about immunology and vaccines, I think it will still mount an immune response, but do we have data? No. The Pfizer clinical trials and the Moderna clinical trials and the AstraZeneca clinical trials looked at the 3 to 4 week regimen, or the 3 to 4 week dosing. So we are pulling this out of our retroperitoneums as we go. However, we have hospitals overwhelmed. We have thousands of deaths happening every day. And so people are looking to the government as, what are you going to do? Now, another issue I think we had, and which we discussed previously, is President Trump had said he was going to be using the National Guard and the military to help give vaccines. I don't know if any areas are actually doing that. Right now, the people giving the vaccines are the healthcare workers, and the healthcare workers are already kind of overwhelmed with COVID. You know, so for them to stop everything and start, you know, vaccinating millions of people, we're already working with, you know, a skeleton crew. So I apologize, my nose keeps running. I don't know if you guys have cats. The cats like to sleep on your face, so I have a cat on my face every night, and I'm allergic to cats. I'm actually pretty allergic to cats, but I have them, I love them, I love pets, so my nose always runs. So what does that mean for you? Well, if you were planning your selfie, and you were planning your pre-COVID, your first dose selfie, and your last dose selfie, you're going to have to probably spread it out. If you were, hoping that you would get 95% efficacy with your shot, you know, realize it might be a little bit less. You know, giving everybody the shot, that's one of these things where, you know, are we going to put country first or ourselves first? I would personally, if I could be, you know, making the decision here, I would say anybody who is a healthcare worker or frontline worker, give them the shot and the vaccine the way the clinical trial defined it and wrote it out. The way the clinical trial described what needs to be done, I would do that to a T for our healthcare workers, because they're going to be busy for months on end, and they have the highest amount of exposure. Whoever has the highest amount of exposure, I don't think I want to play around with their second dose. And we currently have still multiple healthcare workers that are in limbo that haven't been able to get their vaccine. I am hoping that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine hurries up. All right, I would really, really love to see that vaccine get out there, because that's a one-shot thing and then you're done. If somebody did, have an allergic reaction, if they just had the one shot, hopefully they don't have to have that second, so don't have to have a vaccine reaction. I mean, I know we didn't have a choice. People always ask, why was the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine? For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, and we are taking your calls and your questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Why were these vaccines two doses? Why? Why couldn't it just be one dose? Well, AstraZeneca actually did a trial where they looked at one dose versus two doses. And for some reason, the one dose or the half dose actually seemed to do better for some people. And, you know, there's been a lot of debate on what their data showed, which is why the UK said, fine, if AstraZeneca showed some great data with one shot, let's just do that for now. Pfizer and Moderna didn't have that success. They showed a 50% efficacy of somebody not getting COVID. One of you has just asked, what is your chance of getting COVID after getting the vaccine? So how I look at the numbers, and when you do statistics, it's really it's a little bit of a dance on how the words are. But if a vaccine is 95% effective at you not getting COVID, then that would mean you have a 5% chance of getting COVID, a 95% chance of not getting COVID if you've been vaccinated. That's a fantastic, fantastic vaccination rate, efficacy rate. Mind you, the studies were done by the pharmaceutical companies who are selling the vaccine, but if one shot only provides 50%, that means it's a crapshoot. It'll either help you or it won't. But if it's a 94.5%, like we saw with Moderna, or a 95% efficacy with Pfizer, you know, that's great. So my guess is they just didn't see enough of an immune boost, and they had to do two shots to see the antibodies rise. Keep your questions coming, guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation. If you are suffering from joint pain and swelling, it could be arthritis. Did you know that there are more than 100 different kinds of arthritis and related conditions? One you may not know about is psoriatic arthritis, or PSA, an inflammatory autoimmune condition that can affect both the joints and skin. Dr. Elizabeth Perkins, rheumatologist and founder of Rheumatology Care Center, explains.
There are approximately 1 million people living with PSA, and about 85% of people with PSA have plaque psoriasis symptoms first. That's because the same inflammation that causes skin plaques can produce joint pain, stiffness, and other symptoms of plaque psoriasis and PSA.
Early diagnosis and treatment are key in preventing irreversible joint damage that occurs in later stages of the disease. It's important to talk to your rheumatologist to discuss your symptoms and receive a correct diagnosis. Visit www.psarealtalk.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pound de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Radio Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Jonathan from Cleveland, Ohio asks, will Spanish become the primary language of America in this next decade? So this, okay, this is interesting. I'm not going to read his whole email. This is interesting. We haven't had the debate on, you know, languages in America. I mean, you know, English has been our language, you know, since our inception, and we've always, you know, spoken English. English has been our primary language, and, you know, we've taught students languages in class. Sometimes Spanish is mandatory. For others, if they live near the Canadian border, they'll learn French. But there was a political push. I have to look this up. Sorry, I'm a little unprepared for this question. I have to look up when we were discussing in America if we were going to include Spanish as the national language of America. So I'm going to have to look it up. I don't know if that's going to be on Joe Biden's agenda. Many people are asking what is going to be on his agenda. And, you know, some of you had asked in terms of health care. People are concerned if the wall is going to be taken down or if the wall is going to continue to be built. I don't think the wall is going to continue to be built. I don't believe he's going to get funding from Congress for that, unless it's already been appropriated. So I don't think there's any way to tell. I think we won't know for a couple weeks. But in terms of the official language, you know, for some people, they're like, we have an official food. You know, do we have an official, the official food is very interesting. The official food of America used to be the hamburger. And we were told a few years back that it became the taco. And I'm not sure who decides that. I love tacos. You know, I love arroz con pollo. Yesterday, I actually had a carne con pollo. I love eating Mexican food, but, you know, the hamburger, hamburgers, I thought, you know, were originated in Germany. So I'm not sure how hamburgers became the food of America, but many people have been, and this isn't the first time I have had a question, and thank you. Keep the questions coming, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia, or on Facebook, Dr. Dahlia Show. I have a Parler handle. I think it's Dr. Dahlia as well. So keep bringing your questions. But some people are concerned that when they watch a commercial, they can't understand it. And I've seen that. I can speak Spanish, not as fluently as I'd like to, but I self-taught myself medical Spanish. And I took, you know, 5 years in school from eighth grade to, you know, senior year. So I'm comfortable speaking Spanish, but I'm not by any means as fluent as I'd like to be. And yes, there's commercials that come on completely in Spanish, and, you know, you'll hear some people on social media complain, going, I can't even watch TV anymore, and it's only one or two commercials. But it has been interesting that there are areas, you know, within our beautiful country where sometimes English is not spoken. You know, I told you how I was in Miami. Gosh, I love Miami. Beautiful city. And I was in the elevator, and somebody came into the elevator and said, tercero piso, meaning third floor. And I hit third floor. And I understood her. That was great. But it was almost an assumption that everybody in that area spoke Spanish. This was about 15 years ago. And so when you do have a large majority of the population that, you know, might, you know, speak only one language versus another, you know, I think you will see advertisements, you will see billboards. You know, remember, you know, advertising and marketing drives everything. So who is your consumer? You know, I mean, who is your constituent? Who is in the area? When I advise young students on learning a language, because many will ask, you know, should I take French? Should I take Latin? You'll have a lot of students interested in medicine, and they'll say, should I take Latin in high school? And I tell them, no, take Spanish, because it helped me. You need to be able to communicate with your patients. And maybe 60 to 70% of my patients were Spanish speaking only. So, you know, for those people that do international business, many of them will learn Mandarin or they'll learn Farsi. So, you know, whether, you know, some people want to fight, you know, the changes that's happening in terms of, you know, other languages being spoken and, you know, them not wanting to have to learn a language versus others going, you know, look, you know, I'd rather, you know more languages and, you know, be more versatile. That's not a debate for us to have, but I do foresee that, you know, we are one of the very few countries, developed countries, that only teach our students one language. The majority of students in other countries, they have to learn their language and English. In Israel, everybody speaks English. You had to learn it in school, in addition to Hebrew. In Germany, they learn English. They learn, you know, in all these other countries. Oh boy, sorry about that. I had a little bit of a scare. Sorry about that. Wow. Where was I? I'm so sorry. There was somebody that just stormed into the studio. Wrong door, people. So when it comes to languages, we are one of very few countries that only teach our kids one language. And I think that's a mistake. I don't care what language you teach your kids. But when a child is growing and developing, that's one of the most opportune times for them to be able to, you know, learn another language. That's when their brains can expand. And so I love it when I see families, you know, teach their kids, you know, multiple languages. For me, it was difficult. You know, we had English in the house. We had Hebrew in the house. I, you know, didn't really pick up either very well in the beginning. You know, I, you know, tried to speak more like my father, but I had trouble picking up the Hebrew. My mom was very linguistic. She taught me most of my language skills, but still, I was not very good in languages. And so many times you will hear me say describe certain sentences. And, you know, mind you, I got a 1450 on my SAT. I aced my MCAT. I had a 4.5 GPA in high school. Took AP classes. When it comes to the intricacies of English grammar, I could have an A in AP English, but in terms of being able to speak, many times you'll pick up that I will, you know, use other sorts of descriptors. So, like, for example, in the Spanish language, when you say, let's say there's a white cat, you don't say Blanca gato, you say gato blanca. So you put the adjective after. And so many times we'll do that. You know, you'll also put a gender to the word. In Spanish and Hebrew, words are feminine or masculine. We're getting away from that in America, and most words don't have that in America, but you have an L or a la. You know, you have an A or an et, you have other, but whether it's Hebrew or English or whatever, there's a masculine or feminism. And so, you know, I would suggest to anybody, You know, don't get all caught up in the politics of things. You know, I mean, you know, we have a country that's always been a melting pot. We have immigrants. My father was an immigrant. You know, I have, you know, family from multiple different countries, and that's what makes America so great. However, yes, we are seeing more and more Spanish, and for those people that don't understand it, I can understand how they're frustrated. I'm not frustrated because I need more practice, and I love being able to speak a second language. But for those that haven't learned a second language, it's going to be frustrating. I think as future generations age and mature, you know, more and more kids are going to be bilingual, and they'll be more accepting of it. But for those school curriculums or medical schools or dental schools, etc., that are not really incorporating language, and I get it. Students are always telling me, I have enough to study. Why do I have to learn another language now? And it's because you never learned it as a kid. American schools and curriculums never incorporated it like other countries when it would have been easier for you. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Rebel. trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.